far and foreign land lay a wounded soldier boy. He was fighting for a flag he thought was right. And as he lay there dying, his comrades gathered near to listen to the last words that he'd say. He raised up on his arm, looked off towards the west, watched the setting sun fade fast away. As he lay back on the ground, a tear bedimmed his eye. Those who gathered round heard him say, take me back to old Ontario, where the sun does ever shine, where the tall and stately maples bear their branches to the sky. Take me back to old Ontario, where my dear old mother lies. Take me back to old Ontario, lay me by my mother's side. In a southern city where the streets were paved and hard, a ragged newsboy trudged from day to day. And his cheeks were thin and pale, his head was tired and hot, and his thoughts were of his old home far away. And he dropped down on the doorstep, and he there fell fast asleep in dreamland, and he wandered back again. As a passerby drew near, stopped to watch the lad and heard him whisper faintly this refrain. Take me back to old Ontario, where the sun does ever shine, where the tall and stately maples rear their branches to the sky. Take me back to old Ontario, my dear old mother lies. Take me back to old Ontario, lay me by my mother's side. Take me back to old Ontario, lay me by my mother's side.
You have a great live video on YouTube for the song Take Me Back to Old Ontario on the record. What can you tell me about the song as well as the video?
So that video was filmed in Salt Spring Island. We just had a friend over there. We had a show at the folk club there a couple years ago, and it's the very first song we wrote for this project. And so we just wanted to start documenting as we went. So we just, you know, kind of picked a cabin at random and played it live there. The song is just about, it's one of them. It's very interesting because I found it originally in a World War I kind of songbook. And it had, what was interesting about that songbook is it had some songs that were specifically about, like, by Canadians and about Canadian lyrical content. And that's a little bit harder to find in World War I because the Canadian Corps was a little bit smaller at that in that year compared to, you know, World War II. So it was very neat to find this song, which is, you know, just, it's basically just about a person who's missing their home in Ontario during the war.
You briefly mentioned that the record came out of a show that you're involved in called Ridge. Can you tell me more about that show?
Yeah, so Ridge was originally set to, so that was the Vimy Ridge show. So it's me kind of talking through a monologue of various retelling of the Battle of Vimy Ridge with the kind of contemporary perspective on that. And then the band is playing songs and I'm with the band playing the songs. And so that was originally scheduled for March to open at the Chan Center. And then, of course, the pandemic hit And so we postponed the show. And then we were going to do the show as a live stream, but there were so many live streams going out, and it's awesome that people are live streaming, but we just weren't kind of motivated by that by a live stream as much as we thought, what if we made it into like more of a cinematic film experience? So we used like all these different sections of the Chan Center. So we're up in their attic and we're in the basement and we're in the seats and we're on the stage and we're backstage. So we filmed it in all these different locations and the dressing room just to try to give it a little bit more of like in a conceptual arc. So it's turned out really nicely, and it premieres online at the Chan Center website starting on the 10th of November.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
These have, as you say, been tough times for musicians and performing artists. And although things are starting to open back up, it's kind of been a step forward and a couple steps back. So it's really hard to make plans. But what ways are you going to find moving forward to continue to stay connected to your fans and your music?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very difficult time. And I'm especially like a performer kind of who's just made his living mainly 80% off of live performance for the last 15 years. So it's been very strange to be stripped of that, of course, monetarily, but also just like spiritually and, you know, what it does to be in communion with people playing live, talking to them live, getting that interaction. I'm sure not only musicians miss it, but everyone misses it. Mm-hmm. People who aren't musicians, I miss just going to things, you know, and just listening to other people play or seeing an opera or whatever it is, watching stand-up comedy. So this year, you know, I mean, yeah, hopefully by the summertime or 2020, 2022 or what have you, tours will be back on. But I would say that all my tours so far for 2021, except for the very end of the year, like in November of next year, have been all postponed. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking the time to write some literary projects and also make some film projects. So I have a couple other film things on the go along with making Ridge into a film project. So I think it's just a matter of staying creative in the avenues you are allowed to while this goes on, you know. Not an easy time for anyone, so everyone's just kind of adjusting, and some of that stuff has been fun and some of it has been horrible. So it's just a, you know, it's just a different time. It'll be a story in a few years.
Yeah, lots of material to write from for sure.
Yeah.
Are you ready yet to give me any details on some of these literary projects you're working on?
So after Ridge, the first thing I started writing was, I think it's been a year researching pretty heavily, especially about Vimy Ridge battle, but also World War One generally. And so I was a little bit like, it's a lot of rough stuff to read about. So the next thing I started was a kid's book. So I'm really excited to be writing that. It's a story for middle grade readers. So I've been working on that. It's about a guy whose dad is being bullied by the next door neighbor, and they kind of try to cast the neighbor out of the neighborhood. So it's kind of like a reverse Home Alone. So that's been pretty fun. It's just like, you know, good old fashioned heist sabotage, but with kids. And I've been doing pandemic poetry. So I have a poetry collection coming out. It's kind of like a diary about like different feelings that went on through the pandemic. And that's currently being developed into a movie script. So those are the kind of things I've been working on right now.
That's fantastic. Where can we find you online to keep track of all these projects?
Yeah, so I'm just brendanmcleod.ca. So my name is BrendanMcleod. But also the pandemic poems, they were published by the publisher online kind of daily as a diary. So they're all online. If you just go to Write Bloody North, that's the name of the publisher. If you just Google that, you'll find I was the pandemic poet in his own residence. So you can read all kinds of poetry at that website too.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song Nevermind. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, I think Nevermind is in some ways the saddest song of the album. It's got a little we played it a little jauntily, but because it has a lot of jokes and it's people using really dark humor, I think, to get over their sorrow about the war. But the chorus, never mind, never mind, is basically just a resignation to the circumstances. It just says, ah, never mind, never mind. And it's kind of this ominous refrain through the song. So I think it's one of my favorites. Like the lyrics are just really really moving because they're funny and they show the personality of the people who were stuck in those terrible situations. You know, I think we tend to think of them as, you know, it's hard to think of people 100 years ago and really emote with them and think of them as exactly the same kind of people with the same kind of passions and dreams and desires and fears that you and I have. But that's kind of what the album is going for. And so I think that that song really encapsulates that idea.
I think the whole album encapsulates it beautifully. What an interesting theme and a great record. Brendan, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
If the sergeant steals your rum, never mind. If your face may lose its smile, never mind. Oh, he's just a noisy sot, you can let him have the lot. If the sergeant steals your rum, never mind.
If old Jerry shells your trench, never mind. And your face loses its smile, never mind. Though the sandbags burst and fly, you've only once to die. Old Jerry shells your trench, never mind.
Never mind, never mind. Never mind, never mind. Never mind, never mind. Never mind, never mind. If your friend just lost his sight, never mind. And he screamed the whole damn night, never mind. Though they'll send him home, it's tough. You'll be great for blind man's bluff. If your friend just lost his sight, never mind. Never mind, never mind. Never mind, never mind. Never mind, never mind. If the sergeant says you're mad, never mind. Perhaps you are a bit, never mind. Just stay calm, don't answer back. For the sergeant takes no slack. If the sergeant says you're mad, then you are.
Yes, you are, yes, you are. Yes, you are, yes, you are. Yes, you are, yes, you are. Yes, you are, yes, you are. Mm-hmm.